Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Cheryl Patton with One Woman's Wisdom. Every Sunday morning at this time, I invite you to join me for the numerology vibrations of the week. And hopefully this will allow you the ability to match projects, goals, financial and career moves, and relationships to the best day possible. And when there's time, I will take a few calls and we'll do some lightning fast readings, which we are going to be doing today. So before we start, first thing I'm going to find out is if you are in the chat room, can you just let me know if I'm coming across, because last week we had a little bit of trouble with Blog Talk, and I hate to think that you're all sitting there just wondering where I've disappeared to again. But also, I'd like to let you know that if by chance you don't get all the information you'd hope to hear, I cover it more in depth each and every day on www.onewomanswisdom.net, and that is a numerical one, and also over at Facebook under One Woman's Wisdom. And I'll put the links down below so they'll be a little easier to find. So during the week, I usually also throw a few cards and tell you what was the question, and then show you how to weave tarot and numerology together to get the answer. So you get these little mini classes if you're interested in knowing how to read tarot and numerology, putting them together for a more powerful reading for your clients. So let's get started right here. This is the weekly vibration starting tomorrow, the 17th of February, going through the 23rd of February. On Monday, we have an 8-day with a 1 attitude number and a 5 life path number. Today, I'm going to look at the 8 of Pentacles. It's like the card, the 8 of Pentacles in tarot. Numerology states that what the 8 and the 5 have in common is that you love your space. The 5 loves to have their personal space, while the 8 loves to bury themselves in their office. Together, however, they make a great business team as long as they can practice their strengths. On Monday, take a little time to hone in on the 5, which is your public relations and sales number, and also the 8, making important decisions, depending on what you need for the day. On Tuesday, the 18th, we have a 9-day, 11 attitude number, and a 6 life path number. This is represented to me by the 9th card of the Major Arcana, the Hermit. Tuesday, capture the magic of the 9 and the 6. 9 speaks of listening to your guides and your heightened intuition, while 6 speaks of that sixth sense that a lot of us have. What do you need to know from the universe? Because this is a great vibration under which to place your questions of the universe and ask for an answer or a sign. Now, expect to hear one, and don't second guess yourself. Take what you hear. Wednesday, the 19th of February, it's going to be a 1-day with a 3 attitude number and a 7 life path number. This one is represented by the 7th card of the Major Arcana, the Chariot. I know that the Chariot can represent a movement forward, either physically or spiritually, but the 7th is the spiritual seeker in numerology, and both the 1 and the 7 are loner numbers. Now, there's only one driver in the Chariot. The horses don't count this time. And 1 and 7 are perfect numbers for that solitude with thoughts that move us forward. Today, Wednesday, will be a good day to take action with our plans. What will help us move forward? And it's not just thinking about it. It's actual movement. You may need that alone time to make plans or appointments with a professional or advisor. Thursday, the 20th of February, is a 2-day, a 4 attitude number, and an 8 life path number. What can I say? It is a business day. 2, 4, and 8 are the business numbers of numerology. And I'm going to choose the 8 of Pentacles again on this one. It may sound repetitive, but anytime that 2, 4, and 8 appear, we're talking business. And February of 2020 has a number of business days in it. The difference between Monday and Thursday of this week is that on Thursday, we are being called to do what we love. That's what the 2 represents. People generally respond sometimes, but I don't know what I love to do. Start somewhere. Start anywhere. And change it as you go. Many times it's doing things that we don't like to do that we discover what we do enjoy doing. So today, reevaluate your work, spice up your business, apply for a different job, revamp your resume, make your work life work for you. Friday is going to be the 21st of February. We have a 3-day, 5-attitude number, and a 9-life path number. I'm going to take the 3 of Wands on this one. It's the figure looking out to sea, watching their ship come in. And when he does choose which ship he wishes to take, he will also leave situations and people behind. That can also be the numerology's 3-9 combo. Who will you leave behind? The 3 speaks of friends, artistry, and having fun. But is it working for you? If you are surrounded by any of those that are not working in your life, it's time to either leave or move on. 3 is the number of insight, while the 9 says, listen to your guides or your gut feelings. What messages are you receiving? And that's for Friday. Saturday is going to be a master number, 22nd of February, 2020. So we have a 22/4 day, 6-attitude, and a 1-life path number. This can truly be an emperor day. That's the 4th card of the major arcana. However, it is represented in numerology by the 22, the master teacher and student. If we break it down, as I said at the beginning, it's also the number 4, which again, more business numbers. Whenever we put the 4 and the 1 together, it's more like Mars in Aries. It just isn't going to be pleasant if people want to get into a heated debate. In choosing both energies today, however, give time to others, but also give time for yourself. It's just not a fuzzy combo. If you're solitary and in business, good call. Seclude yourself in your home or your business office and get a lot accomplished. And next Sunday, we have the 23rd of February. It's a 5-day, it's a 7-attitude number. It's also a master number of 11. That's going to be the life path. You're probably needing a break after Saturday, and that's what I'd suggest. Believe it or not, I'm going to choose the 2 of Cups today, only because of the master number 11. Even if you opt to be alone, make your sacred space one of love. In the 2 of Cups, we have 2 individuals pledging love to each other, but it can also be your mirror image, utilizing self-love. Perhaps you'll want to get out as well. The 5 loves a good day trip. Grab your friends, family, the dog, whomever. Go for a ride, weather permitting. Now make it simple. Throw on an adventurous or dramatic DVD, because the 5 loves those, and enjoy the day. However, be careful with shopping, because neither the 11/2 or the 5 enjoy operating on a budget. Now, just as I said, you can always find me over at www.onewomanswisdom.net. And I take each one of those days every day and go into more depth about how you can utilize that vibration. Now, I've got some folks who are already waiting, because I said today was going to be reading day. And I'm just going to go ahead and pop over. I've got someone here at 612-475. Let me just bring them online. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. This is Christiana.
Hi, Christy. And what topic can I help you with today for a reading?
Can I ask, like, does it matter what question I ask, or?
No, it doesn't matter at all.
Okay. I was just wondering if I was maybe going to win a scholarship soon.
Ooh, let's find out. And if I can get your birth date, that would be wonderful, because I'm going to look at your life path, find out what your personal year is, what good, you know, what your best months are. Let's find out for that. And may I have your birth number? Let's try it again. Your birthday.
1/13/86.
86. Great. Let me find out. I'm also going to throw a few cards for you. First thing I'm going to do, you were born on a 4-day, 5 attitude number, and make sure I just have those right. Okay, I like your numbers here. You're born on a 4-day, you have a 5 attitude number, you are a master number of 11. Which can also be reduced to a 2. Let me see what your personal year is going to be. You're in a 9. You are wrapping things up for 9. And in case, and actually, 2, 3. When are they supposed to let you know one way or another? I'm going to look at the numbers, the months around that.
I think it's going to be... Let's see, February, March, April. Maybe towards the end of April or sometime in May. That's just kind of an estimate.
That's fine. That's a good time. What I'm looking at is you're in a 9-year, but your April is going to be a 4 personal month. 4, as we know, is the vibration of the student and the teacher. So I like that number for you. 5 says it's all about change, which, as we know, if you get a scholarship and you are in college, that's going to be that is going to be a change for you. But for you, I'm going to pull a few cards here, because you're asking more of a yes or no. But I do like the fact that April is about the student. Teacher and the student. And okay, the cards I pulled out here, I've got the 6 of Pentacles, the giving and the taking. Doesn't look like something's going to be withheld from you. So that definitely a scholarship definitely can be in the works, because it is something that they would give, something you would take and utilize. The second card I get is the King of Pentacles. It's taking that information. You know, that King of Pentacles is the card that is the thing you want to see, as far as creating, taking this information and creating a fantastic business within it. I'm also getting the Princess of Wands card, a new beginning, going forward. It's about passion. It's about following with the things that you love. It's about creativity. We know we have to have plenty of creativity when we get into studying. And so hopefully this is a topic that you're going to really enjoy. So I like all those cards so far. Again, I've got another Ace of Pentacles just came out. So the Ace of Pentacles says... new opportunity, new beginning. It is about, you know, lots of times we look at that pentacle, we look at it as a coin and as money, but it is also a very welcomed card that says new opportunity for advancement. So I like that. My answer on that is a yes.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you.
If nothing else, you're certainly in the running.
Yeah, so I really am hoping for a scholarship, so that's a good reading. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right. The next person I have, here we go. The next person I have is calling in from 661-748. Whoops. Let me see if I have. Okay. Hello. No, okay. They're just go ahead and hold. And if you can hear me, you might want to call back in. And also, if I get a hold of you and you're just listening because you're on the road, and the only way you can listen to this program is by listening it on your phone as you travel, that's okay. You don't have to have a reading when I pop in. Now, I've got a caller that there is no number on, but let me see. Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes,
there you are. And what topic would you like reading on today?
Well, career and finances, because I just recently lost my job the other day, nearly 14 years, and just want to know if I'll be okay financially until I find a new job.
Sure. And if I could have your birthday, I'm going to find out what your personal year is, what your strongest months in order to get a job is, and go ahead and let me know as soon as you can.
Sure. My date of birth is June 18, 1970.
18?
That's right, June 18, 1970.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, I am also a June baby. Let's see what we've got here. You are born on a 9-day with a 6 attitude number. And your life path is a 5. You are a person that does not like to be bored in their job. Let's see what I got here. Variety is wonderful. Okay, I love this year for you. Now, you are... Okay, you're a 5. You're a 5 life path number. This is a number 1 year for you, which means that... Think of the magician. He is a number 1 card in the major arcana. It is all systems go. You are going to now create what you would like to do in all areas of your life for the next 9 years. So one is all about action. It's about going after what you want. I like that a lot. You are going to see. I'm going to look at your months real fast. 7, 8, 9, 1, 2. And I'm just writing them out real fast. Okay. I like February because it is at number 3. This is when we do our best work as far as talking and doing our interviews. What I like even better is March. You are going to be in a 1 personal year with a 4 personal month, and it is all about getting business. It's all about going after what you want to do. You can change it if you like. The other months I do like for you is... July, I know that's going way out there, but these are your strongest months. September, December. But just for February and March, for this month, you still have a few more weeks. Really vamp up what you want to do as far as a resume. And I know resumes have changed over the years. It's just not the same way getting a job as it was 10 years ago or even 15 years ago. It's all different. So this is the time, look at other people, what they're doing. What do you like about how they presented themselves? What do you not like? And start to learn how to communicate online and in person with the different companies you'd like to apply for. March, I still am pointing at March. That's a very strong economic and work-related month for you. April says, take a look at something different. Maybe it's not the same old that you've done all these years. Get outside the box and look at something different that you might enjoy doing. Try and see if you can't get into a different opportunity. 6 says, this will be May. The 6 is all about taking care of yourself, but it also says, check out those things that are artistic. If that's not your thing, you know, of course, don't even try it. But the 6 says, look at something that might be different that perhaps is in an artistic field.
Oh, wow.
But I do like the month of July for you because it's very strong. The 1 personal year with the 8 personal month is going to give you a complete, it's like that military vibration. It's really attaining what you want.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think that you're going to have to wait that long.
Okay, but March is a good month, you're saying.
March is an excellent month. Absolutely.
Okay, that's great.
So take this opportunity now to get all your ducks in a row, figure out the new system of getting jobs, and go after that. I will also say, if you think that you would like to do anything that was self-employed, March is also an incredibly strong month for you.
Oh, wow. That's good that it's soon because, you know, I just
that is very, yeah, it is. That's why I'm saying that, you know, start today.
Yeah,
and also
sure.
February for the entire planet is a very business oriented month. So take advantage of the rest of February to see what would you like to do, but act on it as well. And you do have that one personal year, so I really enjoy that for you because it's all about creating the life you want for the next 9 years. You're starting
Oh, wow.
Your new cycle over again.
Oh, that sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so hopefully that will help.
Yes, well, thank you so much.
Okay,
for,
you're welcome.
Looking into that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Take
All right, I've got another call here, and I've got more time. It is 612-475. Let me see who I've got on the line.
Oh,
hello?
You already took my call.
Oh,
yeah, you
yeah,
already
did
took
you.
My call.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, just hang on the phone here because I'm going to ask you a question, too. A spirit informed, thank you so much for letting me know you can hear me because last week I did a whole entire show, and they told me at the end it didn't go through. So I'm happy that you let me know. All right. All right, now I have a few people on hold, but they just want to be on hold and they don't want another reading. I was going to ask you, Christy, if you have another question. Or if
oh,
you would just like
I,
to
I was just listening, but since you asked, could I ask another question or
you sure can.
Would that be okay?
That'll be just fine.
I don't
want to
overstep, you know, my boundaries.
No, no. You're fine. Everyone's listening to you.
Yeah, I was wondering, too, if I'm going to be moving soon and getting my own place.
Okay. I'm also going to throw tarot for that as well. But what I wanted
okay.
to tell you was if you're thinking about moving, you're really going to
mm-hmm.
be thinking about it in May. That is a 5 personal month for you in a 9 personal year. And this is a perfect example of what happens when people start looking at their lives and saying, is this going to change or is that going to change? The 9 personal year for you, you're going to be wrapping up a whole lot of things. You're going to be looking
yeah.
at your life and saying, what's working for me? What's not working for me? And that can go for people, places, and things. And we think of things most often when we see a 9 personal year. That's when more closets and more garages and drawers get cleaned out. Things get thrown away because we either don't need them any longer, we can't remember what they were used for, we don't know what the name of it was anymore, and we start shedding
yeah.
things that aren't working for us. And so
yeah.
when you put that 9 personal year with the 5 of massive change, it doesn't always have to be massive, but 5 always says change. You've got both of them together saying, it's time to go. It's time to leave. It's time to do something different. So you're really going to feel this pull in May. You're also, if by chance you don't have this scholarship as fast as you would like, you're really going to feel it in September. You've got 2 9s together, the 9 personal year with your 9 personal month. And I don't doubt that you will do something by that time. I'm also looking at, I'm going to throw a few cards here for you. Oops. One just went flying out of the deck, so let's see what that was. Well, there is that Pentacles again, but this time we have the Knight. Now, he does move a little bit slow, but he definitely go another action figure. He's going to go after what he wants, and he wants it solid. He wants it stable. I would look at that again. I'm looking back at that scholarship of yours and going to school. There's also the Judgment card comes out, a second chance. So if you did not get something the first time around, we're making a judgment call. We're saying, you know what? I've got another opportunity to do that which I wish. And it is here just laying on top of the deck. I'm also pulling the 8 of Swords. Now, that's an interesting card that comes up because the 8 of Swords really says, I'm stuck. I can't do it. Don't rely on that stuck. Nobody is stuck. And what I really appreciate about the Eight of Swords, it's usually a person, she's blindfolded, and she's in a semicircle of swords. All she has to do is pop that blindfold off her face and realize that she can move straight ahead. She'll be just fine. So don't, you know, when those doubts come around and you're thinking, oh, you know, I might be stuck, I can't do this. No, just take the blinders off, walk forward, go after your opportunity, because there is a big message here of stable and security in front of you in your reading.
Yeah.
So movement, yes, it's all going to go hand in hand here. And so you will do some type of movement, some type of major movement in your life this year. You've got all those fives and
yeah.
It's time to pack
That's
the boxes.
That's really good. It is time. It is time.
Yeah. What do you want to keep and what do you not keep? That'll be the simplest thing to do first.
Like spiritually and with material possessions too. I feel like what do I want in my life? What don't I want? And also, I really need to clear out the clutter, like with material possession. So, yeah, your readings are very accurate. Thank you.
And in a 9-personal year, another note, and this is for anyone who's experiencing a 9-personal year, is that listen to your guides, pay attention to your dreams. A 9-personal year is when they really start to talk to us. Don't second guess yourself. And if you think, oh gosh, was that for me? You know, just write it down someplace and tuck it away and watch things unfold. So yes, your 9-personal years is when the guides really they don't get testy with us, but they just kind of talk to us a little bit more, kind of knock on our head and say, try this, try that. Try this and see if they can't move us forward. You bet. They're just getting us ready for that new 9-year cycle. So hopefully that'll help you a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, I've got someone here at 863-289, and I believe, is this Spirit and Form?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking
my
call.
They're wonderful. I saw your message in the chat room. Okay, how can I help you today? We've got 3 minutes left.
Okay, well, I was thinking I've been wanting to move, and I had originally thought I would move, like, in the state, and then I decided, well, maybe I should sort of cast my net a little further out. But I'm having a hard time kind of narrowing where to move down and if it's a good time to move. My birthday, as you see, is September 16th, 61. And one of the places I'm thinking about is like Chattanooga, Tennessee, but like I said, nothing's really written in stone.
That's
right. I live in Florida now.
All right. You're born on a 7-day.
Because I'm flying solo now. So it's like, you know, making these big decisions is a little like, oh my gosh.
Well, the interesting part is you are a 33 life path. That is the master healer. I'm going to look at Tennessee real fast because Tennessee is a number 7. I will tell you that Tennessee, in fact, the British lady is screaming at me, but please stay on the line because I believe I can still talk to you afterwards. And so what I wanted to tell you is the 7 is very much of a loner number. It is not one that says, I am going to have lots of friends and lots of places to go to. Let me see, Chattanooga. I'm going to have to, all right, this thing is not going to tell me how to spell Chattanooga, so let me see. I should know by now. There we go. 2 T's. All right. I did spell it right. I do like Chattanooga for you. It's going to vibrate much stronger than the state will because it is a city. It surrounds you. It's a it's a six life path number. You're a 33, that if we add those together is a 6, so that's going to vibrate very naturally with you. So, yes, I would definitely, if you decide to go someplace like Tennessee that is not going to be real compatible with you, that you, the second thing you do is that you pick the place that's going to vibrate either naturally or compatibly with you. So, yes, Chattanooga will be just fine.
Awesome. Does the year 2020, is that a, like the best time to do it?
Let me take a peek. Okay, let me take a peek. I'm going to write your 6328923. Okay. And I'm going to look real fast. Let's see, 9/16/2020. You're in a two personal year, and twos are generally not the best time to move. It doesn't mean you can't, because a lot of people don't have that option of saying, yes, I'll just wait a year. Three is a more exciting year, which is 2021. And that also talks about, that's when we kind of want to get in the car and take road trips. We want to get out of our area. But the two does ask us, what do we love? What will be the best plan for our lives? It talks about loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves. And therefore, if you choose to do that, a move, let me find out what month is going to be good for you. Is 3, 4, I'm looking at March, 6, 7, 8, and July. Those are going to be your strongest months for making a move.
Okay.
Okay. But definitely,
I'm just taking notes as you're saying. So
that's okay. I would bounce between the idea of 2020 and 2021, and okay. 20 as being the best years to move.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm mid-50s now, so flying solo at this age and not wanting to make any huge mistakes, you know, it's a little daunting.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and I, when it comes to the thought of a mistake, don't always look at it as a mistake. Sometimes we are asked to do the stepping stones on our way to getting there. Sometimes we have to go to, let's say, Chattanooga before we find out that the town over was even better. So it's not always a mistake, but sometimes it's being led to that first place. But I do like the vibration of that for you. Sometimes we also have to go to a state that's a little bit of a challenge because it's something we need. You as a 33 master healer might need that 7 spiritual seeker to combine the two for something that you would like to do. But definitely it can be a little bit isolating there. When it comes to, you know, just know that that can happen.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying this is because I also at one time moved to Tennessee. I lived in a 7 town with a 7 in a 7 state, and I am a 7 life path. So it was just a wee bit of isolation even for me.
Wow. Yeah. Goodness. Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you staying on a little extra for me. I was actually the one got a hold of you on Facebook and let you know that there was no sound. I tried to catch you earlier in the show. So
I thought, well, I better find out this week. And there's nothing like finding out you've talked for a whole half hour and nobody heard it.
Oh,
yeah. Wonderful. Well, I hope that helped a little bit for you.
Yes, very much so. Thank you so much. Now I can
You're welcome.
At least have a little peace of mind that I'm, you know, making the right steps in the right direction and the right time. So that, you know, any help. So thank you.
That's right.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's right. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
You too. And as for everyone else who is listening, I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning. I will be back again on the 23rd, Sunday, at 10, that is Central Time, and we'll be doing some more readings plus the vibrations of the week.